The following is a Rathayatra class given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami on June 6, 1992 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Kshatriyas and elephants and chariots, and all because the emperor went there and Lord Krishna went there, so many big VIPs are also there. Here were the simple village folk of Vrindavan coming to Kurukshetra to see Krishna and Balaram. So when Krishna met with the residents of Vrindavan, especially with Srimati Radharani, that was a very emotional occasion. And Lord Chaitanya, he would absorb in this very deep sentiment. He was very happy to take Jagannath on this procession because he was meditating that I'm taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. He was thinking of Radharani and all the residents of Vrindavan and how happy they would be to again be rejoined with Krishna, reunited with Krishna. So in this mood of unifying lost, long separated lovers, long separated loved ones, Lord Chaitanya, he participated in the Rathyatra in a very ecstatic mood. And sometimes he would become so absorbed in thinking about all these very high thoughts that he would not be able to speak the words Jagannath. Instead, from his mouth would come the vibration Jagamamma, Jagamamma, and other similar word sounds coming out because his voice was choked with love of Krishna. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya would dance so fast, it would appear like a firebrand spinning. And practically he would become almost invisible, you would just see a blur. He was spinning so fast, jumping sometimes so high, people were amazed to see. He was feeling so much spiritual ecstasy that his expressions of this through his dancing and chanting were something indescribable, incomparable. So 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya observed this Kar festival in Jagannath Puri when he was here on this planet, remembering this pastime of Krishna 5,000 years ago when he was on the planet meeting with the residents of Vrindavan. Sometimes there was also very esoteric understanding, which was a very deep kind of melancholy, like almost a tragedy. And when Krishna finally met Radharani, and Radharani, he said, "You're the same Krishna, and I'm the same Radha, but this place is not the same place. This is battlefields, Kurukshetra, holy pilgrimage place. You're wearing a royal garment. There's so many royal people around here. My heart goes back to Vrindavan. You should come with us back to Vrindavan. That's where you'll really be happy. You'll be happy in the groves of Vrindavan, under the Kadamba trees, by the side of the Jamuna." All these pastimes were very deep, and Lord Chaitanya, when he would meditate, he would start to cry in ecstasy. It's showing the glories of pastimes in Vrindavan. And so while the Rathyatra festival is going on, you'll find that the Pandavas, the various priests of Jagannath Puri, they go in three cars. Usually Baladev is first, then Subhadra, then Jagannath is in the rear. So they all like to go in the front. But Lord Chaitanya, he'd like to be there in the rear, where Lord Jagannath was. He would dance, especially in front of Jagannath. So different devotees are having different moods. But the Rath Yatra is beneficial for everyone. In fact, even someone that doesn't know anything about Rath Yatra, if they just happen to see the Rath and stand and watch it, by just standing and watching, they're getting some benefit. They're getting so much benefit that they, according to the Puranas, can be transferred to the spiritual world at the end of their life, sometime in the future. If somebody pulls the Rath, that's even better. Pulling the Rath is a very intimate service for Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. It has even more benefit. So like this, even very simple people, they can get derive unlimited benefit by this Rath Yatra festival. In Calcutta, we have sometimes 1 million people or even 2 million people come for the Rath Yatra. And that time, people fight to just touch the rope. They know the secret. If you touch the rope of Jagannath, to pull Jagannath, you get a very special mercy, very special benediction. So, we're very happy that this festival of India, here at New Panihati, Atlanta, ISKCON, the Rath Yatra festival has been included. So this gives more devotees the opportunity to participate in this special intimate service to Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Since it seems everybody is, the majority of people here are devotees, so they understand the basics of who Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra are. If there's any questions, of course, any of the guests can ask any of the devotees wearing tilak, and they can either tell you more or they can direct you to someone who can. So, Lord Chaitanya, when he was performing the Rath Yatra pastime, at that time, the king of Puri was known as Pratapa Rudra Maharaj. He was a great devotee of Lord Jagannath. And he was also a very great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. So he eagerly wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. But he was not able to meet Lord Chaitanya because Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi in the renounced order, he had taken a vow not to associate with materialistic people. So, at face value, a king or a politician is a very materialistic person. So as a very great spiritual leader, he refused to give an audience to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Pratap Rudra Maharaj was actually a very great devotee. He wasn't at all attached to his position, but he was doing it out of a sense of duty. So when Lord Chaitanya came for the Rath Yatra festival, and then he witnessed that Pratap Rudra, although he was a king, at the beginning of the Rath, he took a golden broom, and he sprinkled rose water in the ground, and he swept the road in front of Jagannath. Now in India, sweeping the road is usually reserved for kind of the employees to sweep the road, or the road cleaners are generally kind of lower end of the social order. And in a society 500 years ago, which was very highly structured with the caste system and everything, sweeping the road was considered like something beneath the dignity of, you know, practically everybody. What to speak of a king? But he was sweeping the road as a demonstration of his service attitude to Lord Jagannath, of his being a servant or servitor of the Lord. So when Lord Chaitanya saw that, he was touched in his heart. Lord Chaitanya reciprocates with the devotion of the devotees to Krishna. And immediately he wanted to give his mercy to Pratap Rudra. He was softened. He's not a puffed up materialist, he's a humble devotee, humbling himself before Jagannath. But it was a kind of a critical situation. As far as the public knows, he's a king. They may not know that he's a different king than other kings. He's a devotee king. So, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, after the inauguration, when the Rath Yatra began, he was following along on the side. He was watching Lord Chaitanya dancing. He saw Lord Chaitanya expand himself in seven forms. And there were seven kirtan parties on all sides of Virat. And Lord Chaitanya was simultaneously dancing in every group. When Pratap Rudra Maharaj saw that, I mean, then he really could understand the divinity of Lord Chaitanya. But each group thought that only Lord Chaitanya was with their group. He was simultaneously in all the groups. So Pratap Rudra was very much watching Lord Chaitanya dancing and spinning and jumping in ecstasy. And just in front of him from Bengal was the great devotee Srivas Thakur. And in front of the king was the king's aide-de-camp. He had his bodyguards and everything. So the aide-de-camp wanted Srivas Thakur to move aside to let the king get a better view. So he kept poking Srivas Thakur in the side, trying to get his attention to move. And Srivas, he was so absorbed in watching Lord Chaitanya that he just, what is this? Who's poking me? Look at Lord Chaitanya jumping in. Oh! What's this guy? Look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this guy keeps poking him. Oh! Gauranga, Gauranga! And finally, the guy poked him hard enough that it distracted him. He got real angry. Who is this disturbing my darshan, my view of Lord Chaitanya? And he just turned around, pow! Slapped the guy. Lay off him. Turned around and started looking in at Lord Chaitanya. And here's the general of the emperor, the king of, Orissa, just got slapped, and he said, okay, you're going to get, he's ready to pull out a citation book, right? Then you have to give him a citation, just arrest him. And he's really angry, he's going to really take some action. But the king tells him, it's all right. It's cool. He understood that Lord Chaitanya's devotees, when they're watching Lord Chaitanya, they're so absorbed. You can't hold them responsible if somebody pokes them and they get angry. They are so absorbed in their Krishna consciousness. So, like this, there are many different ways that Lord Chaitanya gave blessings to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Actually, this is a custom that we like to have in many places. In fact, the mayor or a minister or some. I was thinking this morning, actually, too bad we didn't invite the councillor of the local municipal area, at least, to inaugurate the rath and sweep the road. Every time they really enjoy inaugurating. In fact, in Calcutta, we've had the consul general of France, of the Soviet Union, when there was one, of various governments, ministers. And but one time, it so happened we had the Vice President of India as a special guest to inaugurate the Rath Yatra in India. And the President of the temple announced that in furtherance of the cultural tradition that the King Pratap Rudra used to sweep the road before Jagannath, we request the Vice President of India to sweep the road before Lord Jagannath. We don't know exactly why the Vice President did what he did, because he was a caste Brahmin or because of his particular views. We don't know exactly why, but he stood up. He declined. He said, I refuse to sweep the road before Jagannath, because this is a tradition of monarchy, and now we are a democratic country. And all the newspapers are writing down, I couldn't believe it, Vice President Hennings next day were Vice President refused to sleep before God. That's a big. So it was like, everyone didn't know what to do. They couldn't go forward. You know, it was like everyone was shocked because nobody, whether they're in France or Germany or whether they're from even in San Francisco or Vancouver, everywhere they all were sweet. Nobody questions. It's the first one ever questioned. So then, somehow or other, I was praying to Jagannath what to do, and then Jagannath gave me ideas. So I took the mic over and I said, yeah, this is true. This was a tradition performed by monarchs. And now there's democracy, which is government for the people, by the people, of the people. So now, the people are the kings. And I request all the people to sweep the road in front of Jagannath. And as a leader of the people, I request the Vice President of India to be the first. So while he's scratching his head, we hand him the broom and then, oh, he... So, then the ceremony went on. So, like that, but just to conclude the statement, actually, what about Pratap Rudra Maharaj's deep desire to meet Lord Chaitanya? Will it ever be fulfilled? So finally, when Lord Jagannath reached the Gundicha temple and was placed inside the temple, and Lord Chaitanya, after dancing for miles and miles, and here we just took a little short tour for just about an hour or so. In the future, I hope we have a longer tour. Give us all a chance to chant a little longer with Lord Jagannath. In Jagannath Puri, sometimes it goes for many, many hours, whole day almost, take Lord Jagannath. So it's after the whole Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya lied down in a garden near the Gundicha temple. This is known as the Vrindavan Gardens. And there he was relaxing, and devotees were singing bhajan, sweet devotional songs. So the king Pratap Rudra came, and he took off his royal dress, his helmet, all his silk cloth, and put on simple white dhoti like a devotee. And he went in, and he started to massage the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and sing sweet bhajans to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya didn't even open his eyes. It's like, of course Lord Chaitanya knew who it was, but without even looking, because he's the super soul. He knows everything. But now, without knowing who it was, without the person saying he gave the mercy, just because he did this humble service before Lord Jagannath, he could touch the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of doing this humble service. So we can understand that doing a little service for Lord Jagannath has got unlimited value. And this is a very good opportunity, especially while Lord Jagannath is here amongst us on his royal chariot, to offer our prayers to Lord Jagannath, to offer our praise to Lord Jagannath for his mercy and his beauty, and request his mercy that we can also have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can have the mercy of pure love for Krishna. But this is the special benefit of worshipping Jagannath. This is on this special, on this very holy occasion, is we can get easily some benedictions for advancing in our spiritual life, in achieving self-realization and pure Krishna consciousness, and achieving love for Godhead. So thank you very much for making the Rath Yatra festival a success by your enthusiastic participation. And all glories to Jagannath Swami Ki! Balabhadra Ki! Subhadra Devi Ki! Shri Prabhupada Ki! Hare Krishna. Any question on Rath Yatra? Yes?
What it means when the Supreme Court?
It's called a Vrissi. And it's just a prayer, kind of a prayer for safe voyage for Lord Jagannath. Auspicious, an auspicious beginning. Take away all inauspicious. Of course, there's nothing inauspicious, but devotees, many of the past times, just like we give a fan for Lord Jagannath, or we provide, even so well, Lord Jagannath is transcendental, he doesn't need a fan. But we, the past time is that we, of course, are taking care of Jagannath as a person and providing him with all the benefits. So it's customary in India when you go on a voyage, you do a drishti. Sometimes they put a lemon under the wheel, or sometimes they break a coconut, or there's different kinds. So this is a South Indian tradition. Somehow we've been doing it for many years in ISKCON. It just marks the final, the time when everything is ready, and then we're beginning to pull the card. The last thing we do is we just do the drishti. Any other question? Yes?
Eating the coconut, broken? Is that alright or different?
Yeah. A strict Brahmanas don't eat it, but then sometimes somebody always eats it. Nothing goes to waste. Yes? Rathyatras around the world. Some highlights. Well, this last December was my first visit to South Africa, and they have, previously they were doing the Rathyatra, but because of the apartheid system, because we are interracial, we don't have any prejudice, so there was a lot of difficulty. They didn't want everybody from all the different races to pull the rope, and we weren't about to make four ropes for different races. It was getting very difficult. We had to, I think they stopped it for a couple of years because the government wouldn't give them permission or something. So when they lifted apartheid 2 years ago, then they again started the Rathyatra, if I have it correct. So now they have a big Rathyatra festival right on the beach of Durban. It's about a 7-day festival of India, and the highlight is the Rathyatra festival. Of course, here the highlight, because this is on the occasion of the Panihati festival, highlight is the festivities tomorrow, but this is also a highlight, so many highlights. So there the main highlight is the Rathyatra. So they have about 50,000 or more people pulling the rath along the beach side, up and down, up on the road and around on the beach for about 3-4 miles, I think. It took 2.5 hours. And a lot of people were there participating. Maybe it was 100,000. I heard that they, over the 7-day period, they distributed 200,000 plates of prasadam. And that was equal to 25 tons of free food. And it was something new even for the Durban people, because in the queue, the line for the prasad, all the people from all the different races were standing, the Indians, they have the Indian colored, blacks and whites. So everybody's in the same line. Of course, in America, we're always like that. But I mean, in South Africa, it's kind of a new thing for them. So ISKCON was a pioneer, because even when apartheid was there, we never followed it. We always had multiracial in our temples, and we just fought we didn't follow their thing, just breaking the law and everything. So that's why the rest of Africa, they really appreciate ISKCON, because we always stood up for our beliefs, and how all people all living entities have got the same spirit soul, and we're basically spiritual by nature, so the bodily differences don't make any difference in our spiritual relationships as all related, all brothers and sisters under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Father. So that was one of the interesting Rath Yatras I attended, but outside of India. In Malaysia, there's about only 13 million people, I believe, but they have about 8 Rath Yatras in the year. So they're averaging about 1 Rath Yatra for every 1.5 million people. So if America is 250 million people, they should have at least 150 Rath Yatras. Catch up to Malaysia. So you can see that there's what they did is they have a Rath Yatra car slightly bigger than this one, very similar in size, but they designed it so that the wheels are removable, and they take the Rath Yatra car all over the country. Country's not that big, but you can drive the peninsula part. There's two parts of the country, east and west, so this is the western part. You can drive from one side to the other in about 12 hours. So it gives you an idea how big it is. 12 or 15 hours from top to bottom. So they do Rath Yatra, they move the same Rath Yatra car, it goes to all the different places. It's not very big, but it's big enough that every place they have about 5,000-10,000 people come for the Rath Yatra festival. So you could easily have regional Rath Yatras for like Southeast USA, Northeast USA, Midwest, something like that, covering various cities. So they have many more Rath Yatras than they have temples. They only have 2 temples, they have 8 Rath Yatras. Just like we have a Nam Hat in Augusta. In Malaysia, they have a Nam Hat somewhere. They go and do a Rath Yatra there, and all the Nam Hat devotees, they organize, they rent a hall, they hand out flyers, they get a bunch of young people to volunteer, and before you know it, they get a whole Rath Yatra festival there. I don't know if it's feasible here in North America, but maybe in the future. You can have many Rath Yatras, even each area. We have a national Rath Yatra sometimes, we used to have, I don't know if we still have, but that's a very big expense. These Rath Yatras are low budget, high ecstasy. And then, of course, this year, for the first time, we had Rath Yatra in Mysore. Every year in India, there's many Rath Yatras. There's Rath Yatra in Calcutta, of course, Puri, in Bhubaneswar. ISKCON has Rath Yatras in Bhubaneswar, Calcutta, Siliguri, in Delhi, in Bombay, in Hyderabad, in Bangalore, in Madras. And this year now we started 2 new Rath Yatras in Coimbatore and in Mysore. And they also have in Chandigarh. And they might have a few places in Gujarat. I think they have in Surat and Ahmedabad and quite a few in Baroda. They have quite a few in Gujarat, in fact. But I don't know all of them. So I guess there are many Rath Yatras throughout the whole of India. This year we started Coimbatore, and Anup Chalota came there and did a benefit for the Rath Yatra. He mentioned how he's an old friend of ISKCON, and he feels very grateful that ISKCON has also given him an opportunity to serve Krishna. So he says he dedicates always the time around Janmashtami, especially for ISKCON programs. Then he autographed about 108 Bhagavad Gitas. The people came up and bought Bhagavad Gita with his autograph. So it was nice. Now he's a big book distributor for ISKCON too. And then in Mysore, here we had a different situation. Now in India there's no more monarchy, but there's still the royal families, but they don't have any power, just a hereditary prestige. So the royal family of Mysore, all they have is their palace. They don't have really anything else. They don't have a title. But they're known as the Maharaj Art of Affection. So the previous Maharaj of Mysore, he inaugurated a Rath Yatra in Mysore, and he said that actually he was very honored to be part of this cultural heritage, and that Rath Yatra now from Orissa was being established in South India, in Mysore. He hoped that he could come every year. And he personally swept the road before Lord Jagannath. And this time we had about 60 devotees from all over the world. And we also had devotees here from Atlanta, Georgia. Our pujari for Lord Jagannath, Leela Kamala Devi Dasi, she was there in Mysore. I don't know if she's here, but she was on the Rath earlier. She was there in Mysore, and many other devotees from South America, from Poland, from Europe, from Australia, Malaysia, from all over the world, they were there for this international Rath Yatra festival. Like this, I could go on. There's Rath Yatras in Australia, and sometimes in Tokyo, not always, but recently there was a Rath Yatra in Rio de Janeiro, and people really loved it. There's still an airport, someone came up and said, I saw your Rath Yatra, I really liked it. There are Rath Yatras in Mexico, in Canada. In fact, in Canada, I think the premier of British Columbia in Vancouver, he inaugurated the Rath Yatra, I believe, the last year. And they have also in Toronto, Montreal. In London, they have Rath Yatras, and about 4 or 5 in the UK. All over Europe and Italy, in different parts of Europe and France, they have Rath Yatras. In Barcelona, Spain. So Rath Yatra is a worldwide festival for all of us. Everywhere, it has got its own flavor, its own ecstasy. Jagannath gives his showers, his mercy on all the devotees. So this is what we are hungry for, is the mercy of the Lord. And this is an opportunity for us to get it. We hope also there are many other programs, so I have to make way for the next programs. So thank our really cultural programs. I hope you enjoy the cultural programs, the spiritual association, the prasadam, and all the mercy that Lord Gauranitai, Jagannath Baladeva, Subhadra, and Srila Prabhupada are giving to all of us. Hare Krishna.